Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Renee, you have me? You have me, Miss Renee?
You're on.
Greetings and welcome to the Audrey Hyman Network Traveling Network Radio Talk Show. A show about easy traveling that's recreational, vacational, and also relaxing. Everything you want to know, everything you don't know, and everything you need to know about traveling. Traveling by bus, train, plane, or ocean liner. And that's around the corner, around the country, or around the world. And here to introduce our agent and consultant of travel is our own hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee.
Well, thank you, Reverend Radio Ray. Well, vacations give us a chance to rest, relax, and regroup. But sometimes the run-up to the vacation leaves us stressed and frazzled. Our travel consultant, Audrey Hyman, of the Hyman Travel Network, gives us tips on how to take the stress out of your next vacation. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, my mother used to say, I love to arrive, but just not the getting there. Audrey, is there a way to take the stress out of a vacation preparation?
Well, I would say that the easiest way to take the stress out of planning for your vacation is to plan early. Never leave anything to the last minute. Plan early for your airline tickets if you're flying to get the best deal. Plan early for your whatever you're going to wear. Plan early for your packing. And then on the day before your trip, whether you go by plane, air, or sea, you can just relax and just enjoy the journey.
Well, now, is there a difference in the planning, whether it is a road trip, a plane trip, or a cruise?
Yes, it is. That's just like comparing apples and oranges. It's a different way that you would plan. Now, there's some basics that's the same, because if you're going on a cruise and you're not leaving from Baltimore, you would have to get your plane ticket early to fly into wherever the port is that you're going to. So in that instance, that would be the same whether it's a land vacation or you're flying into a cruise port. You still need to plan early. Also, when you're planning to go to the destination, it all depends on where you're going as to what clothes you're going to take. Of course, you would not pack the same thing if you're doing an Alaska cruise as you would if you're doing a cruise to the Caribbean. So it's all about the planning.
Okay, now, what if it's a family traveling together? How does that work?
Okay, and that's a whole different dynamic. And I'm glad you asked that, because I do family reunions and family retreats. So basically, you would need, of course, more planning if you're doing a family reunion where you have a large family coming from different places in the United States. as opposed to just your immediate family, which may be anywhere from 2 people to 8 or 9 or 10 people. There will be a different degree in planning for that. If you're planning for a large group, a large family reunion, of course, I'm going to say this, and you probably already know, go with the cruise, because there is less stress, less planning, because on the cruise there's something for everyone, regardless to whether you're planning with your going with your mother or your grandmother, who may be in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and also you have family members who are as young as a couple of months, whether you have teenagers, those in between. A cruise, there is something for everyone. Now, of course, if you're doing a land package, then you have to decide on whatever destination you're going to. You're going to have to coordinate some activities that's going to appeal to each of those age groups. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you can plan, but it all depends on the number in your group or your family.
Well, you know, I've been talking to some people who both have attended and hosted some family reunions this past year, and their first words to me are usually never again. but somehow we keep coming back to it. But a cruise is a wonderful suggestion because it really does meet the need for everyone. When my sons were younger, and this was before rolling luggage, the rule was if you can't carry it, you can't take it. And so they
had
kid-sized suitcases, and they rolled. Usually we were doing things fairly casual. So it was usually shorts and T-shirts and a couple pairs of shoes and everything else we got there. Now, we are encouraged to pack comfortable shoes, whether it's a cruise for land trips or whether it's a plane trip or a road trip. We're always encouraged to pack comfortable shoes, but that doesn't necessarily mean new shoes, does it?
No, it does not. In fact, I would suggest that you don't use new shoes because you don't want to break out some shoes, as we used to say years ago. I don't even know if they still say that, but you don't want to break in new shoes when you're on a vacation. That's adding another problem on top of that. So, yeah, old shoes is fine.
Okay. Now, Audrey, whether we are traveling locally or whether we're traveling by car or plane or cruise, how do you protect your ID, your passport, your credit cards, that kind of thing? Should you rely on a hotel safe?
I would recommend using the hotel safe or the safe on your cruise ship. That's the best way to do that. But, of course, if you are out and away from the hotel or away from the cruise ship, then, of course, you're going to need to protect your valuables. Now there's something that you can get that will fit in your pocket so that people cannot steal your identity or your credit card information, because now somebody can walk by and steal your information without you even knowing about it, breezing by, and all of a sudden you don't know it, but they've already got your information. So there's something that you can purchase on Amazon. I know that you can get it on Amazon, and I'm not sure what the name of it is, but it's like a little sleeve or a little pocket that you can put your credit cards in so that nobody can get the numbers through your clothes.
Wow. I mean, you know, we're all of a sudden being forced to think like a criminal. You know, we have to outthink them. I saw a pair of, I guess they look like cargo pants that guaranteed that your pockets could not be picked. But I really did not want to go on a cruise wearing a pair of cargo pants as my main outfit. But a couple of shows ago, and listeners can go into the archives and listen to this, you gave us one of the greatest tips when we're traveling on cruise about what to wear and how to assemble a wardrobe. Would you give that advice again to someone who may not have heard it and would like to go back and listen to that archived show?
About what to wear when I said traveling for the different destinations? I'm not sure.
I have to. Scheme. I know you give us so many good tips. The color scheme, I thought that was fantastic.
Okay, well, I said that in order not to pack a whole lot of unnecessary things, that you stick with a color scheme and maybe, my favorite color scheme is black and white. And then I would accessorize around those two colors so you can do a splash of red. So, for instance, always black pants are good for a dressy occasion. And then if you're going to the Caribbean, always a pair of white pants or white shorts or white, do they call them still pedal pushers that come right above your knee? And then you have a couple of cover-ups. But if you just take your black and white combination, your black pants, your white pants, your black and white or black or white tops and accessorize it with a little bit of red every now and then. You can have so many different outfits that you can make from just a few sets of clothes. I'll go back into that archive and see what I said, and then maybe on a future program I may have something that I can send your listeners that will help, we'll give them some packing tips. If they get in touch with me, I can send them something.
Great. Tell them how to get in touch with the Hyman Travel Network, please.
Okay. It's www.hymantravelnetwork.com. And I also have another website for my cultural tours, which we talked about before, and that's www.hymancultualtours.com. Or you can get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Audrey Hyman. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Messenger. So if you just type in Hyman Travel Network or Audrey Hyman, you'll be able to get me on one of those platforms. And let me give you my email is ahyman0011@aol.com.
Well, there are numerous ways to get in touch with you. There are numerous ways to spend your vacation. But I just found that so helpful because I think many times women overpack, thinking that we need so many outfits for so many different events that are happening on the cruise. And that, to me, was just simplified my whole life. Get two colors and have a contrast color, an accent color. And it just seemed to be very, very simple. We talked a little bit about people lifting our identification or our credit cards. Do people still use traveler checks? And what is the best option for paying, whether we're on domestic trip or on an international or a cruise?
I have not run into too many people who are still using traveler's checks, which is what I always use when I first started into the travel business, not as a travel agent, but as a traveler. I found that was one of the most secure ways of using it. But now things have changed so much, I would say that I can't say who will take them and who will not take them, but it's much easier to use a credit card. Even with checks, a lot of times if you go to one of the Caribbean islands or you go to someplace, one of the Mediterranean ports or islands, they may be skeptical about taking checks. So cash, and then, of course, your cash, you have to convert it to what the local currency is. That always works, but almost everybody takes a credit card.
Well, you know, Audrey, I think the traveler's checks are right up there with the pedal pushers. I don't know what they call them anymore either, but that's that mid-calf pair of slacks and the credit card. And now, Audrey, this is a little off script, but Would it be wise to open a second account using just for your vacation? So in the event that your ID was compromised, that they would only have limited access to funds, would that be a wise thing to do?
Yes, that's a very good idea. A lot of people have accounts just for their travel. So I would definitely recommend that. I mean, it's a little more record keeping to keep up with your funds and everything, but that is definitely a good idea.
Yeah, because if you get it at the same bank, you can transfer monies into the account and not have it roll over to your general account. Well, before our Reverend Radio Ray packs his bags for vacation, let's have him ID our show and to whom our listeners are listening. Reverend Radio Ray, are you there?
Yes, I am. And you are tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit. And you're listening to the Audrey Hyman Travel Network radio talk show. We are heard here at this time every month. Please tune in. And it is check the Audrey Hyman Travel Network.com. website. You can go on and check that, and you can listen to past shows and get the information that will help you have a more leisure and enjoyable travel. And we'll also give more information on how to contact her at the end of the show. And you're listening to Sight and Vision Disability Radio.com. And now back to our host with the most, Miss Renee, and our travel agent, Miss Audrey Hyman.
Well, we rarely hear Baltimore and the Bahamas used in the same sentence, but there is a reason our travel consultant, Audrey Hyman, of the Hyman Travel Network, says we should use them in the same sentence. How so, Audrey?
Baltimore is our hometown port. We call it our hometown port because it's someplace that we who live in the DMV area can get to within the 20 minutes. So that's the great reason why we use the Baltimore port. Now, the negative side of that is that large ships will not be able to get into the port of Baltimore because they cannot travel under the bridge. However, it's very convenient because you can just drive up, park your car, and get on the ship. Another negative thing about it is that there's not a whole lot of places that the ships from Baltimore travel. So you can go to the Eastern and Western Caribbean. You can go to the Bahamas, which includes Freeport, on a 7-day trip. Now, if you'd like to do the Southern Caribbean, that will take a little bit longer because for those who have never sailed from Baltimore, it takes at least 2 days to get to the Bahamas. So you're going to be on the ship for 2 days. But that's not really a problem because there's so much to do on the ship, so you won't get bored.
Now, you recently have traveled from Baltimore to the Bahamas. The first question I think most travelers want to know, and you mentioned parking, is it in a secure parking area where I can leave my vehicle?
Yes, there is a parking area which is fenced in and patrolled for around the clock. But there is a parking fee, so it's like $15. I believe it's $15 a day for your car to be parked there. So I tell all my clients, especially my groups, to either have someone drop them off at the pier and pick them up when they come back, or through my cultural tours, I have partnership with a bus company, and we will pick you up. Now, this is for groups, small groups and large groups.
Mm-hmm.
We will pick you up at a designated area, take you to the cruise ship, and drop you off, and then come back and get you, when you get off the ship. So if you don't want to pay that $15 a day and you don't have anyone to drop you off and pick you up, then that would be what I would suggest.
Now, you recently left from Baltimore going to the Bahamas, and you said you're on ship for 2 days. Is that traveling down the east coast of the...
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit, for those of us who haven't gone yet, and the emphasis is on yet because we're going to call the Hyman Travel Network when we are ready to travel. Tell us what we could expect when we do this trip, and what's the best time of the year to take this trip from the States to the Bahamas.
The best time of the year is, I'm going to say this from a travel agent point of view, the best time of the year is any time, because any time you cruise is a good time. However, some people are worried about, and it always comes up, well, when is hurricane season? Every time I talk about a cruise, that question always comes up, and I say, if you're going to travel during the summer months, then the hurricane season is from early June until early November. So unless you have some time off during the fall or the winter months, I won't even say fall because November is fall. Unless you have some time off during the winter months, then there's a possibility that you may run into a storm. Now, the cruise I just came off, it was perfect weather the whole time. We didn't even see any rain when we were on the island. So that was perfect, and that happens a lot. But in case there is some rough seas, I suggest that you get travel insurance, and then I suggest that you call me before you go so that we can talk about some things that will alleviate your problems if you are prone to motion sickness.
Oh, and that's good. That's good information to hear. Well, I hear Reverend Radio Ray practicing his Bahamian accent, and I also hear him trying to talk about Junkanoo. So I'm going to turn you over to Reverend Ray so he can elicit a little bit more information, and hopefully he can plan with you so he can take his hostess with the mostess along with him. Reverend Ray,
can I say one thing before we go over? I had posted on my Facebook pages that I was going to talk about some things that I did. I have a new travel niche, and it's called Events at Sea. And I just did a wonderful event at sea on those 2 days that my people were sailing. So I said there's a lot to do. So maybe in the next program I'm going to talk more about how you can put together a cruise using Events at Sea. And then for my travel agent friends who are listening now, because I told them to listen in, I'm going to be doing Facebook Live. So I'll talk about it.
That is wonderful. Give us just a hint of what we can expect. What is your Events at Sea? Give us an example.
It all depends on the group leader, whatever the group leader decides that they want to do. The one I just did was on stress and burnout because of the climate that we're in today. Everybody's stressed about the president and what's going on. So I did a spiritual retreat, and I did some workshops on stress, burnout, and low self-esteem.
Wow.
I incorporated it in with the days that they were on the ship. So that's something that we can talk about at another radio show.
Well, that is certainly our teaser for next time. Reverend Radio Ray, are you ready to take a stress-free trip to the Bahamas?
Yes, if there's a guarantee that I won't be stressed trying to get the money together to do it.
There's no guarantee about that.
I didn't think so. But you are listening to the Audrey Hyman Travel Network, and you can find more information about typing in Audrey Hyman Travel Network, and all types of platforms to come up. But, this is an African-centric radio show as well as disability and senior. So, but I want to clear up a couple of things that you and Ms. Renee alluded to. Now, people stealing your information by your pocket, I know we take for granted that they know what you're talking about, but what it is a person have a little machine that, with them that as they go past you, they can retrieve your information in your pocket. And I don't think
Correct.
People understand it's a machine that people have. And then the other thing, a little more clarification, when you say the ships are a little smaller in terms of what people think, it's not a little small, but tell us what's the difference between the ship's size that goes into Baltimore and the ones that cannot go into Baltimore, to give us an idea of what kind of differences sizes you're talking about.
And thank you, Reverend Ray, for clearing that up, because the word small is relative. It all depends on what
yes.
you think is small. If you have not been on a ship before, then the ships that leave from Baltimore, which is the Destiny, the Carnival Pride and the Grandeur from Royal Caribbean, those ships will carry about 2,000 passengers, a little more than 2,000 passengers. It could be a little bit more when you count the crew members and the other people. A large ship that cannot sail from Baltimore would be your larger ships that carry up to 6,000 people. So the it's not the size of the cabins that makes the difference, but
right.
it's the how many floors it has on it, and also how many people that it can accommodate comfortably.
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to clarify that, because some people, they might think you're talking about a couple of hundred people when you say small.
No. Small to me is 2,000 people.
Yeah, but I'm saying to most people to hear 2,000, that is not small. Okay,
right.
You know, especially if they're going on their first trip, taking their first trip, and going out of Baltimore, that is quite an accomplishment to be able to do that and have that many people. So thank you for clearing that up. Now, in terms of persons with disability and seniors, and, well, let me start with African-Americans. Now, you know, African-Americans did not have such a good experience when they got on their first ship coming over here. So are more African-Americans of today being somewhat educated, are more taking cruises?
Oh, yes, especially from the port of Baltimore, because, you know, the people who sail from Baltimore are the people who live in this area. So on the last ship that I was on, the last cruise, we had people as far away. We had a couple of Canadians that drove down to get to Baltimore. We had people from Philadelphia, but the majority of the people were from the DMV area. And then we had a couple of one couple from Nigeria who was here visiting relatives, or we had a couple students who were here going to some of our universities. So you'll find a different – and then the people who work on the ship, all of those people are from different nationalities.
Now, Audrey, another thing would come to blacks, and Ms. Renee talk about this all the time because of her experience with black children, swimming. Now, I'm not mm-hmm. saying swimming is a prerequisite to get on the ship, but because
no.
you're not hoping anything happens. But is it a good idea to know how to swim? If you know more than enjoy the pool and stuff.
Let me confess something to you. I have been traveling for years and years. I've taken over 35 cruises. I can't swim.
Okay.
I cannot swim. So I hope that answers your question.
Okay, we'll tease that out later. Now, also on the putting groups together, in terms of relieving stress. Now, a person with disability, and there's been a couple of disability groups I'm a part of, they have been talking about putting together a cruise, and this would be a combination of people in wheelchairs, people on walkers, and people that are blind using canes. Now, what would be your recommendation for anywhere from 10 to 20 persons with disability and limited mobility to put a cruise together? And how long should they start to plan for that date out time? Would you give us some particulars on that, or guidance on that?
First of all, I would suggest that they go from Baltimore. That way they won't have to get on the plane and fly into Miami or Fort Lauderdale. The second thing I would suggest that they definitely work with a travel agent. Hopefully it will be me. But don't try to do it on their own, because when the travel agent books the trip for the people with the different disabilities, there are special rooms that they can get, and on the cruise line. So, for instance, people with limited mobility, there are rooms that you can get that will accommodate a wheelchair going in and out of the rooms. The showers are different. That will accommodate people that with the bars, and you know what's needed for the limited mobility. As far as people that are blind is concerned, I do believe, I don't want you to quote me, but I do believe that on some ships, seeing eye dogs are permitted on those ships, but I would have to check. That would be some research I'd have to do. But as long as you let people know, let the cruise ship know ahead of time. On this last cruise, I had people who had limited mobility, somebody in a wheelchair. I had a lady who was on insulin. So on the Carnival ships, they have refrigerators in the cabins. Some ships don't have that. So I would interview everyone who's going, whether they're in a group or an individual, and find out what their needs are, and then I would convey that information to the event planner on the ship, and then have a checklist and make sure before they get on that ship that everything is in place. Also, if you have limited mobility or any kind of disability, you're allowed to get on the ship early before the other passengers get on, and that's okay. Something that people would not know.
Okay, and one other question. How long out time would you suggest to start planning for this?
Most of my people plan anywhere from 9 months to a year. If you don't need my convenient layaway plan, you can just pay deposit and then all the money at one time. But I would suggest at least 9 months to make sure that everything is in place. Six to 9 months.
Okay, well, time is up, and you've been listening to the Audrey Hyman Travel Network radio talk show. And, Audrey, do you have any last comments, suggestions, or recommendations before we close?
No, I think we've touched on everything. Just tune in next month to hear about my Destiny Cruise that I did with my church ministry.
All right, thank you, thank you. And this is Reverend Ray, your announcer, and this is Audrey Hyman Radio Monthly Talk Show, where we talk about travel in an unstressful way. So until next time, thank you for joining us, and our time is up, and we thank you for your time, and happy travels to you. God bless and be blessed.
Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next month.
Goodbye.
I was on, but you couldn't hear me for some reason.